What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Self-compassion. You know, that thing where you treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a rough patch. Ever notice how easy it is to be hard on ourselves? We beat ourselves up over mistakes, set unrealistic expectations, and constantly compare ourselves to others. It's exhausting. But guess what? Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting things slide. It's about building resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks stronger than before. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend who tripped and skinned their knee, would you? You'd probably offer a reassuring hand, some ice, and maybe even a funny story about your own clumsiness. Well, it's time to treat ourselves with the same level of care and understanding. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help us cultivate more self-compassion in our lives. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and feel a whole range of emotions. Perfection is an illusion, and striving for it only leads to disappointment. Embrace your imperfections, they're what make you unique. 2. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, take a step back and observe them without judgment. It's like watching clouds drift while you acknowledge them, but don't let them control your mood. This mindful awareness helps create space between your thoughts and your actions, allowing you to respond with more clarity and compassion. 3. Be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a loved one going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Instead of saying, "I messed up again," try something like, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it." 4. Focus on gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. These simple joys can shift your perspective and help you cultivate a sense of contentment. 5. Seek support. Remember, you're not alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need a listening ear or some guidance. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly healing and remind us that we all need support sometimes. Think about the last time you really messed up. Maybe you missed a deadline at work, said something you regretted, or adjusted a day that felt like a complete disaster. How did you treat yourself? Did you offer kindness and understanding, or did you get caught in a spiral of self-criticism? Picture this. You're walking down the street when suddenly, bam, you trip over a crack in the sidewalk, sending your coffee flying everywhere. Hot coffee spills all over your new white shirt. You're mortified, feeling embarrassed and frustrated. Now, imagine 2 different reactions. Scenario 1. You start berating yourself, muttering about how clumsy you are and how this day couldn't be any worse. You dwell on the stain, convinced everyone is staring at you. Scenario 2. You take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and laugh it off. You might even offer a humorous comment to someone nearby, breaking the tension. In the second scenario, you're practicing self-compassion. You're acknowledging the situation without judgment, accepting your human fallibility, and choosing to move forward with grace. The key takeaway here is this. Self-compassion doesn't mean giving up or letting things slide. It means treating yourself with kindness and understanding even when you make mistakes or face challenges. It's about recognizing your humanity, fostering resilience, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. So, I challenge you today to practice a little more self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, remember that you're doing the best you can, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. And remember, we're all in this together, let's support each other on the journey. Don't forget to subscribe to Everyday Stoicism wherever you get your podcasts, leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and share it with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion today. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.